Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast. Myself, Walsh here. And today we've got, I'm smiling, yeah, because we've got my favourite MC of all time. XP, what are you telling me, bro?
I'm alright, mate. How's things? What's been going on?
Good, good, good. We've flown him in from down south.
Yes, man, first class, man. No hiccups.
Yeah, smooth transition.
It was decent.
He's here. He's come up. So, yeah, obviously we're gassed for this one. You probably don't need an introduction, but for anyone who don't know, XP is predominantly a grime MC.
Artist. I come from the grime thing, so yeah. I'll take that one.
So my first question with everyone, bro, is how did you get into music? When did you start writing bars? What was it?
I had decks. My dad's mate was like my uncle Gaz. Big up Gaz.
Yeah,
he got me some decks when I was like 10 years old. They fucking fell off the back of a lorry or something. Yeah, they made their way to me. Yeah, and then I used to mix jungle because I had mates down there. They were into jungle and that, and drum and bass and that. So I was mixing that when I was a ute, like 10, 11. And then when I was 12, my cousin Bells, we got Bells every time. Enough love, my brother. He come with this Sidewinder tape.
Yeah,
of Dizzy and Wiley and DJ Slimzy, this Sidewinder set. Everyone knows. If you know grime, you know this set. It's the big set, innit? The one, innit? What I'm on about.
The one.
You know.
You know the set, innit?
Well, So you give me that set, bro. Dizzy and Wiley, when I heard their bars, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. So I just started writing my little rubbish lyrics from then, man. And my cousin Bells was an MC as well. He done radio.
How old was you around this time?
Like 12. Something like that. Yeah, my cousin Bells was like 13. He's like a year above me. He used to bust me on all the music and different things and that, innit?
Yeah.
So he bust me on the grime, man. And he was like, and then I was like, yeah, man, fuck this jungle thing, man. I'm on this grime thing. So yeah, from then really, and in school, but I was a bit shook to spit. I was still DJing. DJing for all the MCs. But I was a bit shook to spit. And then that was down south. And then I came to Manny when I was like 13. And I went to a couple youth clubs. I started bumping into these guys. And
Is this when you met Rag a local on the bus?
them times there. Met Rags. Yeah. And I met all Street Smart. Them man there. All these few people from like Willy Range and OT and them kind of zones and that. And I just started DJing for them. And we used to do sets at my dad's gaff. And then I just jumped on the mic. Oh, I had bars anyway, but I grew up my little Dutch courage up. Yeah, and then I started jumping on the mic, yeah, spitting my little dead bars and talking about all sorts of crazy stuff, man. And then, it just blossomed and just persistence in it. And I used to go and I wasn't the best, but I just kept going. And
now you are the best.
Trying, man. One of, man. I'm trying to think, but yeah, man. So, yeah, just persistent grafting from there. And
why did you stay persistent with it? It's because you love it.
I love it, bro. Yeah. There was no money in them. You couldn't make money. It was like, what, MC, yeah? Get a job, you idiot. What are you talking about, man? MC, go look at graft or something like that. And then, yeah. So we kept on. And then it was Mayhem Crew was the crew them times. And I used to look at them, Shifty and Slay and all them. And I was like, oh, that's the level, innit? And I used to do sets. I do sets with them. I used to jump on their sets Wiz and the Youth Club Fielding and them ones there and try to spray my little bars and that. And then, just built up a bit of momentum and...
Rep.
Clashing a few people and a couple bits and pieces, man. But I'm half an MC today, man. So, that's what got me there.
So, obviously, like, your burst gang... And I just want to get into before Burst Gang, like you've been rolling with Hypes for time.
Yeah, man, it's my brother, man.
How did you meet Hypes and like how did that come about?
I was doing sets, like I say, at the youth clubs and that. He must have heard there's this guy and he's moved around here and he's spritting and he's all right and that. And he was like, and then I linked up my boy Ferbs. I was in TOC first, innit? Ferbs, Kilo, Bailey's. Burkstar, Tilly, you get me, DJ Fusion, you know what I'm saying? Berkey, you know what I'm saying? The Bagger Man. And then, we was putting this MySpace, we was putting tunes on MySpace and that, and going Unity Radio, building a little thing, and people was like, oh yeah, this guy's all right now, because I was getting a bit all right then. When I got to about 16, 17, I thought, yeah, I was all right then.
Yeah.
And then, Hypes must have got my, he must have heard me and he got my number off Ferbs. And he just bailed me, man, and just come scooped me and fucking ended up going back to his yard and just writing tunes instant. Like, it was just
an instant.
Yeah, connection. Straight away. We wrote a tune, some mad tune about, it was only about 16, man, about 15, 16, about, oh, why do you think you was put on the earth or something? That was the first thing we ever written. That was a mad concept. That's how you know it was meant to be, man.
Deeper ones.
Deeper ones, innit? I know, back in the day, you weren't even hearing about all that. But yeah, that's what, yeah, so that's a good 15 years ago now, mate. Yeah, long time, man.
You've always, like, continued from then to do stuff with Hypes. And
yeah, that's my brother, apart from music, like, we roll, that's my boy, innit? His family's like my family. I've stayed at his old family's houses and rare to likewise, you know what I'm saying? It's yeah, my boy, yeah. That's my brother, innit? So yeah, yeah, Hypes is there, man. Whether there's, when the music stops, Hypes will still be my boy, innit? So
yeah,
yeah, it's one of them ones, man. It's deeper than rap, man.
Deeper than rap. Goes deeper than
yeah, it sure is.
But yeah, so one thing you just spoke about then, bro, which I want to bring up with you, is the clashing thing.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, you
had a couple, mate. Had a couple, man. Had like a couple.
We was talking before about the Fire Dome one. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that was decent.
And you done the Lord of the Mics.
Done Lord of the Mics. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember as well. Actually, this has just come back to me now. Though. I don't know if you actually clashed him, but you were sending that tune thing with. Like, is it, what was his name, bro? You done like a tune for tune for, you done a send for you. You done.
Is it?
Back.
Oh, there's been a few of them, man. Like Twan.
Yeah, the
big up Twan.
Yeah.
One Way TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came back next day. Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, big up Twan, man. That was good. We went to clash on some little platform that went kind of tits up here. It was like a Lord of the Mics Manny little spin off thing.
Ah, right.
Didn't quite work. Maybe I was probably too young for it anyway. Weren't quite the seasoned skeng man that you see before you today. You get me?
So how did you get onto Lord of the Mics and how did that come about? Because I know you wanted to get on there a lot earlier than you did. Like you
I was floating around North London doing sets with a few men, like all Prez Team, Big H and Doughboy and these ones there.
Yeah.
And a few men on Mode FM, really good. We was doing 6 sets. So I sort of tried to gravitate around
that London scene.
Yeah, to get my little buzz out there and yeah, show man. And lo and behold, it started doing all right. And I bumped into this rowdy guy and he was meant to clash my boy Flaws on Lord of the Mics. And in the end, I think he rather wanted to clash me. And I just kept getting tweets about it. Oh, Rowdy XP. Maybe because we're two white MCs or some shit. I don't know, man. One of them ones, isn't it? But yeah, we clashed. And then, yeah, I just got shouted off Jamma. He was like, yeah, man, you want to do it? I said, of course I do. And that was it, man.
Because you'd been to the basement before, hadn't you?
I went to Lord of the Mics 3, Hypes and Tez Kid, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little bit more intense, you get me? But yeah, it was, I've been there, and then I went on the little Lord of the Mics tour with them lot. Not really spitting, but I was there and I was around the MCs and seeing what could happen, and you know them ones there. So I thought, let me just try and keep at this MCing thing, man. See what I can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So did you get a good reaction off the back of Lord of the Mics? Did you see like a
gain
in your following? And
it was popping. All like the big guys, it's like name dropping and that. But all the guys that I looked up to when I was a kid, like they was all seem to rate it, so that's good enough for me. You know what I mean? That's all I really do it for. And yeah, I got a bit of traction with my couple singles, done a couple tunes, bit of radio play, done all right, done well out of it. So yeah, man, big up Jam every time. Jam, what a big man, man. Yes, man.
Jam, you'll see this, he watches all my shit.
Oh, is it? Yeah, Jam is the guy, man. We got Jam,
So, more recently, bro, one thing I want to touch on. Is the Sir Spiral set that you done recently?
Oh yeah, that was the other thing about a week ago. Yeah, man.
Very, very recent. Quite,
new thing.
So you got obviously yourself, Ragaloco, P1 Caps,
Keem
and Fumes.
Yeah, man. Lineup.
So I seen
lineup.
So that obviously I seen them man traveling up, and then I seen like little bits, and I've been waiting on it, and obviously it's recently dropped.
Yeah, man.
So how did that come about?
That was Keem's shout. Keem got that shout. We got Keem. We like that, mate. We like them shouts. That. But yeah, we done a set on One Extra for him about a year ago.
Yeah.
Same lineup apart from Fumes, and Rush was instead of Fumes. Yeah, Rush was on it. And I think Spyro must have been feeling it. Excuse me. So he said, come back down. King, give me the little bird call, man. Obviously, you know me. You don't have to tell me twice, mate. I'm in there, mate. So yeah. I was there. Went down. I think that got broadcasted out on One Extra. Catch that on the iPlayer. It's good at the bank. And then...
he's been practicing his plugs before.
Come on, man. Yeah, I got you, man. But yeah. So yeah, good shout. And we just need more of it, really. Like yourselves, you've got a little platform starting now, ain't you? So this is what I'm saying. This is a good thing for Manchester. So I think they'll see the set that we're doing tonight, innit? Don't worry about that. And then
it's coming.
When it comes out, then obviously all the other MCs, that's what they need to be jumping on, man, because there needs to be more local stuff for the scene up here. You know anyone's there?
Therefore, that's like you just said, then that's what we're trying to, you know.
That's
that
what I'm saying, organic thing, man. That's why I'm here, man. Come, man, it's all love. Get
yeah, man. So obviously, keep your eyes peeled for that, because we have got a set coming. We're literally getting off from here soon.
Straight
after this podcast,
in.
Taxi, gone.
Well, look.
We're in there. So that should be online soon. I just want to touch on, bro, with you is like the money scene. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, like, you've got the southern accent. You're from
yeah,
south,
man.
But you've,
we, it's everyone, complicated.
Yeah. He said to me before. He said he's dual band.
Yeah, I'm dual band, man. Any roaming capabilities, man. From Liverpool, man. Bristol, London. You see me, man.
Don't watch but that, like man. We chopped it off camera. Like you've lived in Manchester across a period of time, like over like 15
the longest
years.
Period of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the family's here. My family live in Stretford. Like, you know what I'm saying, that's my brothers, my sisters, my dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've got family down North London-ish region as well, man. So, yeah, man, I'm everywhere, man. But you see us, man, Burskang, man, everywhere. Birmingham, Liverpool, you know what I'm saying? We're out here, man. So, yeah.
So, yeah, like, obviously, you've been here, like, a long time with the money scene. Then,
yeah, man.
Who are you fucking with in the money scene? Like, obviously,
the grime scene?
Just in general?
Oh, mate, there's so much, bro. So much talent, man. It's mad. Like, it's mad. I'm messing with like Children of Zeus heavy,
yeah.
Shotty heavy,
yeah, Shotty's
Hypes obviously heavy, Tilly, man like Rush, Bad Boy Grime MC, man like Tune, obviously Meek and that firing, H firing, the one Morrison fire,
yeah,
Trees in my house and garage, oh, you know that good cover, man. I feel you though, but yeah, bro, there's bear, man, there's so many, man. And I just think with a little bit more togetherness, or not even togetherness, but just, togetherness. Yeah, a little bit. Even just pushing stuff and whatnot. And all this little beef and passion and all them things, they're not needed, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's trying to
progress. It's getting a bit professional. You know what I mean?
So just stay quick, bro.
Yeah.
You just touched on Children as you stand.
Yeah, man, hard. Tyler's my guy. Bro, one of the most talented people I have ever met in my life. Yeah. Connie as well, obviously, super duper, hard from Broken English, all that. You know what I'm saying? But I know Hoodman on a deeper one. He's my guy. He's my boy, innit?
Yeah.
It's fire, mate. Literally. So,
with Children as Zeus, the reason I'm bringing them up is because just recently, off the back of the Spiral set, you shared a clip of the Spiral set of you shelling, and then Children as Zeus replied and said, we need a statue of XP in Piccadilly Gardens.
Skidded it. Pending. Andy Burnham, bust me. I'm out here.
So if you all scroll down now, there's going to be a link for the government petition. I'm gonna set this up if we get 100,000 signatures. Yeah,
statue of XP.
We can put it to the House of Parliament.
Yes, trust me, Boris.
So
bill it.
We need everyone.
Fuck, bash your toupee off your head back, pussy.
Come link, man.
Trust me.
Yeah. So yeah, I agree with Children as Zeus.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Big love, man.
Yeah, just to like wrap up then, bro, because it's a bit of a quick one. Like we see, we've got the set coming. We need to get packed up and all that. So, bit of a quick one. One thing I want to touch on is the with your music, like what you've got coming next. Sorry, man, stuttered then.
It's all right, mate.
Heineken, man.
She's the 5% boy.
Yes.
Yeah, so. No, I've got an EP called Delivery Volume 2 coming out very soon, featuring Cosmo, Bad Boy, singer, rapper. Scotty Stacks from the Manor.
Preview of that Cosmo one. Did
Scotty Stacks, yeah, as well. Yeah, big boy MC's got man like flipping Reese West on a tune that I produced. Bad Boy sung the hook, made the beat. Come on, mate.
What? Yeah. Let's not rush past that. What? You made the beat and done
yeah,
the hook,
I made the beat.
Reese West is
featured. And he featured on it. Yeah, we got.
So
we got.
How long you been making beats then?
I made beats when I was a kid, but a couple on Cubase and that, and then I stopped for years, and then I started again probably about a year ago, just messing around with Logic and that, and yeah, I got a couple of bag, mate. They're there, bruv. Yeah.
So do you send them out to people then? Or
nah, like, just for me, man. I've not released anything that I've produced. A couple of tunes that I have produced have been out. There's a tune we made for Bloodline called Hooligans. That's out. Me and Doughboy made that. Bossman Birdie, Major, Press T, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Made that couple, but that's the only thing that I've done that's come out. But I've got stuff in the pipeline, man. So yeah, man, keep your eyes peeled, man.
What's your connection with Bloodline then? Because like you said before, you was going down London,
and I've seen you
on sets with like President.
Yeah, man, Prezzy's my boy, man. Yeah, we had mutuals in Manchester.
Yeah,
because he used to live up here back in the day. He was in a crew called Dark Side Crew, Willie Range, man, Nova and that. Yeah, so we had mutuals, and then I happened to bump into their DJ, Doughboy, that's my boy.
Yeah.
So
is this when you first met
him? Yeah, and then I bumped into him, and then I bumped into Prez, and he's like, lo and behold, you know this one, you know that one. Started rolling, and then, kind of bust me into the little ranks of the grime scene, because that was my little bringing, really, so big up them, man, innit?
Yeah.
Every time. Jeez.
And do you still tight with them?
Yeah, man. Good, they're all super sick. Very talented rappers all putting stuff out and making films and doing all sorts of stuff, man. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out for them lot, man.
Yeah, Bloodline have linked up with the Eyes on the Pies thing, have you seen that?
KD, yeah, we got KD, man.
Yeah,
big man.
Yeah. Eyes on the Pies, they just dropped, I think they got an album with Bloodline or something.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, well, Shay, well, I've been out the loop, man. I need to start coming back around, man.
I'll plug you. I need to come back around. I think it's Eyes on the Pies. Sophie and the artist.
Oh yeah, I know about him. Yeah. I see him in the tune in the Rolls Royce and that. Yeah.
He's now done a tune with, I think it's President T.
Okay.
Bossman, maybe. Maybe.
I like the sound.
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm gonna check that out. Still, that sounds
wavy. I can't remember what it's called. Eskimo. So yeah, go and tap in with that one.
Trust.
I'll plug you with that one. So that
sounding lively.
So yeah, like with them artists, bro, that you touched on with the money thing, like who would you want to work with or who you haven't already? Because you've got a couple collabs already. Yeah. Like you do sets with man.
I'm kind of in a position now where I don't really... Collabing with people is hard work unless they're there, innit? We need to link up and do it. I'm not doing this internet, send the thing and back, because I've done this for this EP and it's doing my nothing, trying to get things
hard
sorted.
Work.
Yeah, it is a bit like that. So I'd rather... Loads of people I want to work with. Bear. Like my boys, innit? Hype, Shotty, Horror, Meanie, Flipping, Tapdy, Flipping, Hoodman, fucking, you know what I'm saying? There's Bear, Just Banco, super sick. Sleepy, super sick. Rags, obviously, mate, Bear, Sweeney, Fumes, bruv. The list goes on, mate. We meant to do a tune, me, Sweeney, and Fumes, innit? I'm on it, it's coming. I've said it, it's coming.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get...
clip this for
clip it. I want to get it done. Now we need to do it because them man are super sick, man. They've got their own little lingo and that. I respect it.
Yeah, the proper...
lingo and that. Trust me.
Yeah, them two are hard. That would be a sick collab.
Trust me.
Yeah, like, just touching on your collabs, like, your music and stuff. Not the collab, sorry, like, your actual music, and you've got a Celtic shirt on today, like...
Come on, mate.
Heavily influenced by football.
Yeah, man.
Like in your bars.
Love football, man. It's
even,
my shit.
Even the Rijkaard tune.
Oh yeah, I got a couple. Paul Scholes tune. I got Bear Footballers tune. Yeah. It's because when I can't think of a name for a tune, I start. Fuck it. Get a footballer out of the pad, mate. Yeah. Make that Rijkaard rhymes with Bicarb. It's lucky, isn't it? It's lucky if Rijkaard didn't run with Bicarb, we'd be fucked, mate. But yeah, it's lucky,
So, like, do you, because obviously you've got all like the gloved up Paddy Kenny.
Yeah, I got a few. I know, man. You're hurting up all my methods, man.
Nah, but like, obviously, do you look to or does that just come natural?
It just comes to my head, bro. That's all I watch is ball and boxing, man. That's all my stall I do.
You're not on the UFC team?
Not really, man. I like, I watch big ones. I'm watching it. I watch like. I watched the Stipe and what's his Francis and all. Watched that and I watch all like, a couple bits. But I hate wrestling, man. I hate it.
Like the grappling.
Oh, it's jarring. I hate it. The good bit about UFC is the boxing. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'll just watch boxing, man. But that's my shit, really, man.
Yeah, you find that with people. They're either like boxing guys or MMA guys.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about it, really, because it's like good, I respect the talent, obviously. I respect that because that's the most tiring scrapping in the fucking world is that MMA shit. My God, mate. But yeah.
Because I'm like, the other way, I prefer MMA.
You're an MMA guy. A lot of my mates are in that,
Me with the boxing is like the politics.
Oh,
like,
mate, that's all part of it, though, isn't it?
Why are not on like the first fight?
We could do a whole other podcast about this, trust me. Yeah, nah, it's all mad. Yeah, decisions and robberies and this and that. Yeah. That's what I will say about UFC. They make the best fight each other and they don't have it. If they don't fight, then you ain't going nowhere else. So yeah, I respect that.
Yeah,
but boy, they all want to come to boxing for the peas, man. They're like, oh, where's the peas? Dana ain't freeing up the peas, man. They need to free up the peas, bro. Otherwise, they're going to start walking and doing exhibition things and all that
shit. A lot of them go to like bare knuckle boxing.
I don't like that, man. I watched that. It's a bit savage, man.
It is with me, the sound, bro.
Yeah, rattling off temples and that. Yeah. Nah, man, not nice. And then the fight only lasts 30 seconds because fucking cuts and that.
You take one.
Of course it does. You know what I mean? No thanks, man. Someone's gonna go blind, bro. Innit? And then they'll think better of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So obviously, like, just touching on football, bro.
Yeah.
Like, are you a Celtic fan or a United fan?
Nah, I'm a United fan, man. But I'm just, my mum and dad had the Irish Catholic background, innit? So you'll always see me wearing an Ireland shirt or a Celtic shirt or something like that. So yeah, it's just that. Yeah, it's deeper than rap as well, man. That's another one. It's deeper than rap. You got me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. One of the hoops. But I'm a United fan, man. Yeah, I'm a United fan. Yeah. It's better, but overall, isn't it? Well, don't get me started on that heap of shit the other night, man. Yeah, God.
Bro, you know what? It put me in right.
Oh, De Gea, man. Don't get me started on this guy, man. Yeah, well, it's not just him, but everyone looking like they don't want to be there, going down with injuries in extra time. Get out of here, man.
Rashford should have put the game.
He had a stinker, mate, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Him and Lindelof had stinkers, mate.
I hate, like, seeing Rashford.
I know.
Because I just love him, like, what he's done outside.
he's a legend. He's a legend, but no, mate. He played shit, innit? You had a stinker, mate.
Yeah.
Lindelof as well. Jesus Christ, mate.
Bindelof, mate.
Terrible. Bailey's a bit of a madman as well. I like him as a person, though. Yeah. But he's a madman. That's another podcast as well, man. Pending.
So yeah, like, we've just touching back on the clashing thing again, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Would you still clash, or do you think is it?
I'm done. I got asked to do a few things, man.
Yeah.
People saying we'll give you fucking 1,500 quid and this as well. I'm like, it'd be nice, but I'm not like, it's like writing loads of bars for a man and my pride of not wanting to get merch on camera. It's more than 1,500 quid's worth of work, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll put my whole shit into killing this person, innit? So yeah, I thought, I don't really want it. I'm not really in that place as a, I'm not feeling angry, man. I'm feeling mellow vibes, man. Yeah. Let's make some tunes, man.
Because I've asked other people on about that do the grime sort of thing.
No one wants to clash. That's another thing. Yeah, I'll clash a big MC if it was a thing. If I was at a set and I thought someone's being cheeky, we can have a little back-to-back thing, innit? Like a little competitive like it used to be in that.
Yeah.
But
not a direct clash.
I'm sitting down and writing bars about you and that. People, but maybe someone I don't know as well. I can't be arsed with it.
Yeah.
Well, fucking.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, and you've done it as well.
No, I've done it, man. I've done loads of the mics. That's what I wanted to do. That's my thing. Who's the boss? Yeah, I've done them all. Yeah, I've done the Red Bull thing.
Let's touch on the Red Bull thing.
Oh, yeah.
Man's bun socks.
Socks. Socks, bad boy MC.
Big grime fan.
It wasn't personal, mate. It was just business. I had to get him, mate. Yeah, it was a. And because he was the biggest MC, all my bars were directed at him.
Yeah, he had one bar where he said, something about he'd done his research and said, I linked your gal and cheated me.
Like, oh, something like that, yeah. Like
and that was funny.
Yeah, yeah. Girl cheats on you in cheater mail.
Yeah, in cheater
mail. That is good MC, man, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't his day, mate.
Yeah, and obviously Fyredon was on there, I think.
Oh, yeah, man, I like Fyredon, good geezer. Big up Fyredon, man, nice guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sort of like...
Yeah, we're blessed, mate, he's a good guy. We had it was just one of them things, we had a clash in it.
Yeah.
He's a good geezer, though, man, he's nice guy. Yeah, there's not really many MCs that I've... Like, oh, I've got bad feelings towards that. Only MCs that have like that, well, you've never heard of them. They're just people off the roads and that.
Yeah.
You just tried it. You just try it. The people that trying it sometimes, man. You have to just slap it on them, man. But yeah, still game, mate. So don't try it. But I'm all right. I want to make tunes and
I hear
chill,
that.
Mate. Retire in my old age, mate. My little armchair. That's me, man.
Watching the football.
Yeah, mate. That's quiet life, man. That's me.
So, yeah, like, obviously, before we wrap up, bro, touching on, like, your music, like, the new one. You said the delivery EP that's coming out soon. How many tracks is that if it's an EP?
Six.
Because a lot of people, it gets debated this.
My thing, well,
if it's seven, then is it a mix?
I don't know. Like, I put out an album that was only eight, and I thought that was short. But I thought I was happy with it. But this is, like, I'm happy with this. But it's just six tunes and you can't record an album, can you? Yeah. So I don't know. It's up for debate, isn't it? It's one of their things, isn't it? It's whatever you want it to be, isn't it? But this one's an EP, Delivery EP, Volume 2. Hold that in your jaw side, mate. In about
and when can we expect that?
I'd say beginning of July, realistically. I want to do the promo with one of my friends, Luke. Big up, Luke. And get everything in place in that. Couple videos. Little radio play and then we'll drop it, you know what I'm saying? So
man,
soon land, man.
We'll wrap it up there because we've got a shoot to
come on, man.
Kill the grime thing,
priorities, man, priorities.
So stay locked for the grime, because we're getting in the taxi with XP, so he's gonna be on the set, plus others. So
come on, man.
All XP's info will be down below. We'll put all his socials, all of that. Make sure you like and subscribe. And we're out of here safe.
Bless.